This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho-ho-ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kinsbach.
And I'm Patty. We have been full-time RV living and traveling since October of 2020.
We sure have.
Now, our good friends, the Mantels, they're full-time also. And we interviewed them in our podcast 12, 13, and 14, and also podcast number 50.
Yeah, we always try to stay in touch with them and kind of keep up to date with them because they're really interesting and they are actually hilarious.
Oh, they have the funniest stories.
They do. Well, anyway, Jim and Melinda just completed a trip from Arizona in the Southwest to Florida in the Southeast, including a lot of Southern Texas. Now, here's the interesting part. They've posted on Facebook some incredible places that they've stayed, so we're going to ask them about those. You may want to take note. And they're about to celebrate their two-year anniversary. No, not being married. 2 years of being on the road. Well, hi, you guys. Time flies. I mean, 2 years, right?
Coming up in a couple weeks, 2 years, yeah.
Wow.
And,
wow.
You know, when you think back, it doesn't seem like that long. Mm-hmm. But the stuff that we've gotten to do, the stuff that we've gotten to see, it's just, you know, we have a picture frame that, you know, we upload pictures to. And we just sit here sometimes and just look at the pictures like, God, that was amazing. The thing I can't help but think about was that, you know, last year we kind of stayed out west and went up through California and Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, that stretch of the country. And if we had done that this year, like right now, a year ago, where we were, we would be evacuated.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
because we were up in, you know, coastal Central California, making our way up to Yosemite. Yosemite, I just read, has some places in the park have 15 feet of snow on the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and we were just up at Lake Mead back before the first of the year. You know, on our way down to Tucson, mm-hmm. and how low the lake level was just astonishing. And they get most of their water from snowpack. I just read that Tahoe, they measure snow in Tahoe at Donner Pass, and they measure it from the 1st of October through the end of September. So it's not during the calendar year. They have their own winter year. And as of March 6th, they'd had more snow this year than they'd had any other year on record. And that's a little controversy because they changed where they measured the snow at the top of Donner Pass. But in some places, they're talking 50 and 60 feet of snow.
That's crazy. That's
incredible.
Yeah.
So when that snowpack starts to melt and everything, it's going to be interesting to see what happens to all the lake levels. But in the meantime, all I can sit there is think how lucky we are that, you know, last year we would be evacuated. And you know, we all saw the footage and you weren't all that far away from those RVs that got swept into the river.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, we've had one stretch of bad weather. We had that one night of tornado warnings where us and about 100 of our best friends were in the bathroom at the state park because it literally was a brick, you know, what house.
Mm-hmm.
We've had really good weather.
Well, that's
and
good.
You guys have been out west and, you know, I keep looking at the weather in Arizona and what a crummy winter by Arizona standards it's been.
Yeah, but tell you one thing. The desert is lit up with all sorts of flowers right now.
That's the one thing we've never seen is the desert in full bloom.
Yeah,
it's really gorgeous. We're looking forward to seeing it in Tucson because I want to go to that museum that you guys went to, the Sonoran Desert.
Sonoran Desert Museum, yeah.
And yeah. I want to see the Rapture, the Raptor show.
Let's hope it's not the Rapture yet.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah. Find out when that show is and make sure you get there way ahead of that and then get to there like 15, 20 minutes early because it is the big show there.
And they bring out all sorts of birds, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have all sorts of birds of prey. And you will duck because you'll swear that bird's going to hit you in the head. And it knows better. You don't, but it does.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your 2 years. What is your average length of stay now when you go somewhere?
We're between a week and 2 weeks.
Okay.
It just depends on where we're going and what there is to do there, or what we think there is to do there. You know, we've been hovering in Florida here for a while, but we're getting ready to start charging up the coast here in a week, stopping off in North Carolina to take care of some business. And then we're headed up to Maine, probably going to get to Maine too early. So we're going to be in Maine for 2 weeks, 1 week at one park, 1 week at another park. So we're
usually a week to two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We found that anything longer than 2 weeks, we get really bored. Mm-hmm. And anything less than a week is like, we didn't get to see it.
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, when you get up to Maine, go to Bar Harbor and make sure you go to Jetty's and tell them who you are. Tell them who sent you.
Yep. Look for Heather.
Right. Yep. Look
tell
for
Heather we said hello.
Yeah, it's Heather.
We will do that.
And
we're going to be staying in not far from Bahaba.
Right. Bahaba and get some lobster.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we're really looking forward to that. We've only been to Maine once and it was a long time ago and we weren't there very long. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Right. Well, you know, we were thinking about heading up to Glacier. We've been warned, don't go there. Now, we do want to stop at Yellowstone, and we're headed up towards Utah. We want to stop at Yellowstone, but I'm wondering if 15 feet of snow, how long does it take for that to melt?
It depends on, you know, it depends on how packed down. So there's snowfall and there's snowpack, and they're two different things. I don't know what the snowpack is, but I would have to imagine that everywhere in the north has been hammered with snow this year. We were at, you know, like the last couple of years they haven't had a lot of snow. We were at Glacier last year at the beginning of June. Mm-hmm. And the road to the sun wasn't open yet. It didn't open until the second week of July.
Yeah, somebody said July 15th.
Mm-hmm. We have friends that we met on the road that we stayed with in Alabama. Oh, when we had the tornado.
Yeah,
they're in Utah right now. And they are at freezing temperatures at night.
Wow.
Still.
And I think they're in St. George. They're not even up around Salt Lake.
Well, you guys brought up an interesting subject, and that is the tornado that she experienced in Alabama. And the tornado shelter, of course, is the...
It was built out of cinder blocks, so I was pretty sure it was solid.
And you guys, what, got the tornado warnings? And it was, what, 2 in the morning?
It was very early. But fortunately, you know, we didn't have any bad weather at all. It rained for a little bit. Unlike, you know, what's just happened in Mississippi and Georgia. Jeez. Right.
Oh, my gosh. Awful.
I mean, you know, when I hear a tornado warning, that's immediately what I visualize. And it scares the heck out of you, you know?
Well, especially when you're in one of these things. Because it's not in any way, shape, or form going to protect you from anything.
Right.
Well, how was that swing through the South? You were in Tucson. I know you guys spent a week at your condo in Tucson. And then you headed down to, if I'm not mistaken, it was Corpus Christi through the south part of Texas. I bet you that was a great trip.
It really was. You know, we used to live in Corpus, so it was like going back home and seeing how much it had changed. But we had some friends that we stopped and saw along the way around Austin and went to Corpus and saw some people that I used to work with there. But we really kind of beat it fast across the country because we had 3 weeks to get to Alabama, which doesn't sound like a lot until you're driving one of these things. And then that's moving pretty fast.
Yeah. I saw some of your posts on Facebook about some of the campsites you were in Alabama, and they were phenomenal.
Yeah, that's Mare State Park was really just incredible. Melinda really liked it. We had some friends that we'd met there, but it was just a really nice park on the water. The Battleship Alabama was right at the end of the road, so we could, you know, we drove down there and walked around that Battleship Park and all through the ship and then through the submarine. Well, she didn't go in the submarine because she's a little claustrophobic. It wasn't very big.
It was not very big.
That's something I've always wanted to do.
Well, Bob Feller was on the Battleship Alabama, so they have this whole little section of Bob Feller stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah, and he was chief petty officer on that ship, and I didn't know. I knew that, you know, he had told me his Navy stories throughout the years, but I didn't realize that that was the ship he was on until we got on there.
We made Jim crawl up into his bunk.
Oh, no.
Took pictures of him.
and a video of me getting out, which was...
Oh, yeah.
Less than graceful.
Of course. Well, has anything unusual happened?
You know, sadly, no. I mean, I always like telling those stories on ourselves of how dumb we are.
Well,
but nothing, you know, we had water showing up on our floor for a while, and we couldn't figure out where it was coming from, and I finally figured that out, and it was a real easy fix. But no, we haven't had any mishaps.
I disagree.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Jeff and Patty.
Here we go. Oh.
You know those wonderful wine glasses that I bought for you for Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah. The really nice ones with the neoprene sleeves?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Guess how many Jim has broken of my wine glasses? And you know how I love to drink out of metal? What do I have left? Metal. Metal is all I have left.
There's one left. There's one glass left. I did break one the other night.
Okay, you know, I got to ask, how did that happen?
I was going to move something to put it away, and rather than walking around the chairs, I tried to step between them, and I kicked the table that her glass of wine was on. And the worst part of it, she wasn't mad about the glass. She was mad because she'd only taken a sip out of a full glass of wine.
Oh, my God. Oh, of course. That is alcohol abuse.
Oh, it really was.
Well, I have to tell you about this morning. So this morning, I was up before Jeff, and I'm sitting there having my coffee, and I have like a pretty good size cup. It's my favorite cup. I've had it with me this whole time, and it's just
the owl cup.
It's an owl, and it's just, I love my cup. Well, I have this little tiny table that I put it on next to me, and as I was setting it down, I didn't realize that the coaster was kind of coming off the table. So the cup fell with all my coffee and shattered all over the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was not fun. And that woke up Jeff.
Uh-huh.
So
I was like, huh? What?
Why are all the bright lights on, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then all those little shrapnels of porcelain will find somebody's bare feet at some
yeah.
point.
Oh, yeah.
Probably this afternoon.
What a mess. Yeah. Oh, yep. Man.
Yep. Well, Jim, at least it wasn't going around a corner 80 miles an hour.
Yeah. No.
No, I haven't done that lately. Oh, what about you? You guys had any interesting, you've met a lot of interesting people, I know, but anything worth talking about?
Well, you know, I'm trying to think of that. You know, it's been kind of calm and collected.
Yeah.
I mean, we did have one incident in Palm Springs. We had been in Arizona. We filled up with diesel fuel and headed into Palm Springs because we were going to spend 2 weeks there. Then we're going to head back to Arizona where we are now. So I don't want to buy any fuel in California.
No.
But the one thing that I didn't get because we just couldn't find an open place, it was on a Sunday, was propane.
And, oh, geez.
Yeah, so we thought, okay, we can stretch it, and it looked like we were doing pretty good, and we ran out the day before we were supposed to leave.
Oh.
So
had to get it filled. We just had to.
Had to pull out of the spot, had to go in and, you know, maneuver through the park over to the propane tank and
pay their prices.
$5 a gallon for propane.
Oh, my God.
It's 2.5 here in Arizona.
Yeah. As I recall, navigating to that propane tank isn't easy either.
No, it's not. And I swear to God, the last two times that I had to do that in that park, there was always somebody who parked their pickup truck in the way. So
right across from the propane as you're coming around the curve. It's like, gosh, come on. We got some big rigs coming through here.
Yeah, and why wouldn't that be a no parking?
Why do people think they can park anywhere? When we got into the park we were in just before this one, we pulled in on a Sunday. Office closed, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a pickup truck in our spot.
Oh,
swell.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, who do you even say anything to? Where do you go? Luckily for us, the wife saw us and they came and moved it. But it's like, you know,
yeah,
who does that? And they do it everywhere.
Oh, it's crazy.
Uh-huh.
I use the word inconsiderate a lot.
Yes. Yeah. That's only because you can't swear here.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
I'll just lay this one out. There was a great tip. When we got here, we checked in, and they had already been at our site, and they laid a rope down. on the left-hand side of our site, so that when I backed in, all I had to do was line my wheels up with that rope and just park it on the, so my wheels were on the right side of the rope. I was straight. I had room for my slides. And I'm thinking, why not carry 40 foot of rope and just, you know, take two stakes and stake it to the ground and then back in. It was so easy. And so, and then the guy picked up the rope and was gone.
Well, you know, it makes a lot of sense.
That's a good idea.
There are so many people that hit trees, they hit water faucets, they hit the electric, they hit the sewer. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, and we had disconnected, and I said to the guy, you know, where should I park my car so I can get out and help? And he, you know, politely, in his little southern drawl, lady, you can just stay right there in your car. And I didn't even have to get out, get the walkie-talkies or anything. He just, Jim just pulled right back in, and we were done, and I thought, I'm getting a rope.
Yeah, right. It could be used for more than one thing. He stood back there and guided me back in, told me where to stop. I got out. The sewer was perfect. I mean, it was so many times you're trying to back in and you can't see because the glare's in your mirror and everything. It's like, that was so easy.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, if we got our own, you could get like a fluorescent tag or something. And when you put the rope out, tie it to where the sewer is, because I don't know about you guys, but Jim's always saying to me on the walkie-talkie, where am I level with the sewer? Am I lined up with the sewer? And he could just look at that little flag and just be done with it.
Yeah,
there you go.
We're going to go buy a rope.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Hey, we got 43 years of marriage anniversary coming up. We're going to buy a rope.
Well, and you guys just had an anniversary, too, so happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. Yeah, 34 years.
Yeah.
What's that called? Dyslexic.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. 43. You're 43. Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
34. Oh. You know, I remember a story that you guys told. It was hilarious about a couple who were trying to hook up their fifth wheel. The guy was trying to direct the woman. She was driving the truck. And the truck was
in Bullhead City.
Yeah, the truck was so loud she couldn't hear him. And it took an hour.
Well, they were screaming at each other.
The problem was that the driveway had a ramp up to it, and then the fifth wheel was sitting up on the flat part.
Okay.
So trying to get the thing backed in the right spot with that angle wasn't easy. And even if she would get it back to the right spot, then she'd put it in park and take her foot off the brake. Then of course it rolls forward a couple inches.
Right. It was a diesel truck, so it was making all that noise that there was no way they could hear each other yelling out the window.
And he's back there trying to give her hand signals, but he got his hands down in front of his stomach, so she can't see because the back of the truck is up in the air. It was put your nose to the window watching. It started out being aggravating, and then it got funny. Then it got really funny.
Oh my gosh.
But at first it's like, you know, what are these people yelling at? Shut up. We're trying to read over here. And then it just got funnier and funnier and funnier to where I wished I'd videoed the whole damn thing.
That's also the place that Jim put it in neutral and we coasted down the hill to get to Nevada because we were out of gas.
Well, we weren't out of gas, but we were close.
So you put it in
because like you just said, gas in Nevada is it's not California crazy, but it's crazy.
It's close.
And I could look at gas.
Yep.
I could look at gas, buddy, and see that if I get into Arizona, gas is like $2.85. So I'm looking and I don't have far to go. And I'm thinking I can make it because once I get across the Arizona border, there'll be a gas station.
Right.
No. Well, right before we get to the border to go to Bullhead City, the road makes a left and you stay in Nevada. And you don't get into Arizona until you actually cross the river down between Bullhead City and Laughlin.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to go all the way down that hill, and I'm looking at my gas gauges, and you know, you got 13 miles left, and I've got like, you know, 9 miles to go, and I'm thinking, this isn't good. I'm thinking, okay, well, I can put it in neutral and coast down. No, I can't put it in neutral because I need the engine to slow this thing down. I'm towing a Jeep, and this thing weighs tons.
Right.
It's like, I can't just put it in neutral and think my brakes are going to do the job. I need the engine.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
That means the RPMs are going to go up and I'm going to burn more gas.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, those RPMs are going to go to 4,000, you know? Yeah, it's crazy.
It wasn't my best mathematical day.
No, I understand that. So I've done the same thing with diesel fuel, too. You know, I mean, it's like, oh, my God, it's so expensive in California. So you go to Arizona and, you know, it's like, hey, Patty, we may have to push this across the border. but there is a gap. Or we could push it with the Jeep, you know?
Yeah, or tow it with the Jeep somehow.
We'd have to tow it.
Just or we unhook the Jeep, and the women get in the Jeep, and we leave your butts on the side of the road with your dance skills.
Oh, my God.
You know, but I mean, for us to be able to sit here after 2 years and only have, you know, four or five stories that are really bad, like getting stuck in the sand.
Right.
And stuff like that. It's really remarkable that for all the horror stories you see and hear about on the road, we really haven't had many.
You're right.
Yeah. I'm going to go back here to Bullhead City because wasn't there another part of that story where somebody was pulling out with the fifth wheel and the fifth wheel came off the back of the pickup truck?
Oh, God.
The people across, they made the turn.
So this is a different couple, right? So this is somebody
it was
else.
A different couple. And they started to go, and all of a sudden there was this huge noise. And I don't understand fifth wheels very much, but obviously they hook into the back of the truck.
Yeah.
It obviously didn't hook. It went sideways. It crunched the whole side of their truck.
Oh.
So they had people trying to help. What are you going to do? Lift it up, Hercules? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it took a long time for them to get it hooked up, but they did finally drive away.
Yeah, they had that. That was one of the loudest and worst noises I've heard.
That had to mess things up pretty good with that
bad.
RV. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know,
I think the RV was fine, but he did some damage to his truck.
Oh, yeah, it crashed down the sidewall of the bed of the truck. It crashed that down pretty good. It had to do some damage to the RV, too, because, I mean, those things are just fiberglass.
Yeah, right.
So, but it didn't fall that far. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at the way those things are towed, you know, there's only a few inches of gap.
True.
But still, they were moving, so not only did it fall, but then, you know, the levelers are scraping on the ground as it's slowing down. Oh, it was just...
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was an awful, awful, awful sound.
And that was right after those other people just left. So it had been a very interesting morning.
Oh, yeah, all in the same day. Wow.
Well, we're almost out of time here. I was just going to ask you guys, you know, how do you feel after 2 years? Are you going to keep doing this?
What's in the future for you?
Yeah.
Well, interesting you should ask that. We've been spending a lot of time here with our good friend Ed Esposito and some other people.
Mm-hmm.
And we've kind of decided that the Villages is where we're going to end up. And we're probably going to end up here sooner rather than later.
Wow.
So we've put our condo in Tucson up for sale.
Mm-hmm. As of today, anybody want a condo?
It's up for sale, but it's not on the MLS because there's people in it running it.
Yeah.
But we're kind of hoping that by the end of the year, condo will be sold and we'll have something that we own at the Villages and be getting off the road. And it's kind of bittersweet because we certainly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But there's two parts to the equation. Number one is, as you know, especially out west and, you know, you get up into Maine and stuff, you can drive your RV to these places. But in order to see this stuff, you've got to get out and you've got to do some hiking. And Melinda, with a fake knee and a surgically repaired ankle and a bad hip, hiking's not something that's real enjoyable for her.
Yeah. Right.
So I've done a lot of hiking on my own, but that's not part of the experience. Just not having a set of friends around all the time is something that's really been eating at her.
Right.
Yeah. I'm ready to make friends, settle down.
So will you hang on to the RV or will you sell it and just kind of stay put?
We've gone back and forth on that. We know people that store RVs, but just knowing what I know about vehicles, these things aren't made to sit. They're made to run.
Right.
A gas would be better than a diesel to sit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the hoses start to dry rot, the tires, all those things. And you always hear about people that, you know, go to take their RVs out and then something's wrong and they have to get it fixed before they can go. So I think it's probably better just to sell it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and if at some point we want to take off and go someplace, you can always rent one.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. If we're only going for like a month or, you know, I would, you know, you could get a Class C and go and get into some of the smaller national parks that we haven't been able to get into with ours.
Yeah.
You know, we're finding that too, that, you know, wanting to see a lot of the, you know, national parks or smaller places, we can't get in with the size of these motorhomes we're in.
Yeah, we can't fit into Acadia with this thing.
But living in it full time, I don't want to be any smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is at least we'll have somebody to visit in the Villages other than Ed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know,
I know he's listening.
And I heard your top 12, you know, things you need for the bedroom, and we know we can come with you because we could sleep on a blow-up mattress.
That's right. There's plenty of room.
It'd be perfect. Yeah. Right. Did I tell you what number 13 was? It was the trapeze.
No.
Yeah. That was an interesting list. We have a TV in the bedroom that we have never actually turned on. We just don't watch TV in the bed.
Right.
Yeah. So then how... wait a second. Oops.
Is that your sister?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Peggy.
Wait,
Peggy.
I have to call you back. I'm doing a podcast. Can I call you right back?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye. Sorry about that.
Anyway, that's what happens when you're married to a twin.
Exactly.
We're hot. It's 93 in Florida today.
Oh, I'm sorry
gosh.
To hear that.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
I've already poured myself a vodka tonic. So.
Oh, man.
Are you serious?
It's good. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm retired.
Hey, yeah, right.
She's getting her bottle of wine.
Oh, no problem. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, 3 o'clock your time, noon ours, so it's just a tad early. We'll probably wait another 15 minutes.
Yeah, wait till we get done.
Yeah.
Do you need help opening that?
I know you guys are 3 hours ahead of us, so enjoy those happy hour cocktails.
Well, we are.
How can you not?
Yeah.
And let's catch up again soon.
You guys be safe.
Yeah.
You too. We'll catch up soon.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Our good friends, Jim and Melinda Mantel. Always great catching up with them. You can catch up with us and follow us at rockingthervlife.com. We're on Instagram at rockingthervlife and follow us on Facebook, Jeff Kinsbach. And we'll be back next week.
Oh my gosh, Jeff. We're in Tucson right now. We ought to go look at their condo.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Stay tuned. This could be interesting.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.